At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 338, what a week in tech with the DOJ suing Apple over its iPhone monopoly in a landmark antitrust case. Wow, you probably heard all about that. TikTok may be banned in this country, so lots of drama there, and we'll learn a bit more about its fate next week. Formerly of CNN, Don Lemon interviewed Elon Musk over X on Twitter, Musk's social media platform, only for Lemon's show to be canceled. Okay, Amazon is in the middle of its big spring sale, as they call it, with lots of deals to be had and other really big stories this week. And we have a fantastic show planned for you, if I may say so myself, by kicking off with a chat about whiskey and technology. Yes, there is a correlation, apparently. Blacklight will join us to chat about gaming chairs and desks. We spring into new tech with Mario Armstrong. We also get our geek on to talk about comic books with the co-owner of Silver Snail Comics about what's hot this spring and why. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off the show with our first interview. Consider it algorithms meets alcohol. One of the biggest names in the spirit world, Diageo, which of course has more than 200 brands like Johnny Walker and Smirnoff, for the past couple of years, they've been experimenting with decoding whiskey. What does that mean exactly? And what data are they looking for and why? To tell us more, we're joined by Ewan Morgan. He's National Education Director and National Luxury Ambassador for Diageo North America. Sweet gig. Thanks for your time, Ewan. Good to chat with you.
Nice to chat to you too. Thank you so much.
I know there's a lot more to your job, but to sip whiskey as part of your occupation, I think it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it doesn't suck, as they say.
I would expect not. Before we talk tech and its connection to whiskey, tell us a bit about yourself, your career, and your work with Diageo.
Absolutely. So my whiskey career started officially at the age of 16 on a distillery shoveling malt every morning. But before that, I actually grew up on a distillery. Third generation whiskey. My dad made whiskey. My grandfather made whiskey. I talk about whiskey, used to make whiskey. My son works in whiskey. So it's kind of like the family tradition. So yeah, I started 34 years ago in whiskey, and my day-to-day job, there is no day-to-day. I travel 85% of the year. I was just in Park City. Before that, I was in Miami. Now I'm in Scotland. So I get to travel around evangelizing about the wonderful flavors and aromas and how to taste and how to nose whiskey, and pairing dinners I do all over the country, which are wonderful. So I live a charmed existence.
It sounds like it. Congrats.
Thanks.
And you are joining us from Scotland, from the Port Allen Distillery. What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm on Isla as we speak. I landed an hour ago and then dashed over here, set up so we can have this week chat. What is happening here is something very exciting. So this week we are reopening a distillery called Port Ellen, and it closed in 1983 and is reopening this year. But it's quite an old distillery. You know, it was founded in 1825. Is known throughout the world with whiskey geeks and collectors as one of the rarest whiskies on the planet, because when it did close, you know, over 40 years ago, there was only a finite amount of that liquid left. And after all these years, there's not an awful lot out there. So yeah, it's one of those gems of the whiskey industry, and the fact that we're putting this investment into reopening it where people can visit it again, and we're going to make whiskey again and put it into barrels. So we're kind of future-proofing, you know, the legacy of this distillery. People are going to be able to taste Port Ellen into the future, into perpetuity.
Speaking of rare whiskey, and I don't want to get off topic, I don't know if you heard, I do live in Canada, and on the west coast of the country, a Vancouver liquor store this week is $228,000 richer because they sold a very rare bottle of what's called the Macallan The Reach. It's an 81-year-old single malt.
Mm.
There was only 288 bottles made. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about it.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I used to work for the company who owned Macallan. That was part of my first job. And my cousin works at Macallan as well. And my dad lives in Avalor and Speyside, and he leaks over the river onto Macallan. So,
wow.
Yeah, very, very collectible distillery. Wonderful, wonderful whiskey.
Awesome. I hope you didn't mind me getting off topic.
Not at all.
And I wouldn't aggravate you by asking you what's better, Scotch or Irish whiskey. But let's hear more about this connection between algorithms. If I hear a click, then I know I really offended you. But it doesn't sound like you hung up on me.
I'm still here.
Let's hear more about the connection between algorithms and alcohol, as I said off the top.
Okay, so this is actually a very, very exciting step forward in the world of whiskey. For multiple reasons. One, it's the first time we've ever used this type of technology, using this DNAi algorithm. And two, it demystifies whiskey and it creates something that everybody can understand. So the way it works is we take small samples of these whiskies, and in this case from Port Ellen Distillery, from release called the Gemini, which just came out, which is a twin bottling of 44-year-old single malts from 1978.
Wow.
And what they did was they put them into two different styles of casks. So they were in three sherry barrels, and then they split those into two. And one was called a remnant cask, and one was a sherry butt. So the sherry butt is from Jerez in Spain. That's going to give you more fruity, rich qualities, whereas the remnant cask is from liquids from the 60s through the 80s, and it would have been used as like an overflow cask that would have been in the warehouse for tasting people when they went on these wonderful distillery tours. But what we wanted to do was see the difference between the two of them. So if you think about whiskey as a huge chemistry experiment, and what happens over time is different flavors are created. Some flavors will dwindle or mellow. But what we wanted to do was take a snapshot of the two liquids and see how different they were. So using this algorithm, we put it through, you know, liquid and gas chromatography. And if you're not a chemist, the results of these don't really make a huge amount of sense. But what this does is it pulled this data apart using millions of these data points, and then it created a visual. So what we wanted to do really is create this wonderful animation that will say, you have all of these chemicals in here, but what do these chemicals actually mean to the layman? So like vanillin will taste like vanilla. Then we've got phenol that's going to have this really nice smoky characteristic to it. Then you've got other things in there like cresol phenols and tannins and guaiacol, and you've things called translactones or cislactones, and they smell and taste like coconut. So what we're doing is we're taking these chemical compounds and then attaching real world flavors or aromas to it. So anybody could then understand that, you know, earthiness, coconut, you know, this wonderful medicinal aroma, or spicy or vanilla. You know, why does this whiskey smell and taste the way it does? And then creating this wonderful visual to explain it.
I'm going to ask you more about that in a moment. That's super cool. We are chatting with Ewan Morgan, National Education Director and National Luxury Ambassador for Diageo North America. What a title. What a job. Joining us from Port Ellen Distillery in Scotland to talk with us about algorithms and alcohol and what they're doing with this extremely rare whiskey, this Port Ellen Gemini, by analyzing it with what's called the smoke DNAi. Lets you see the makeup of the whiskey. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? It's not just based on taste, like vanilla or coconut notes or anything like that.
Yeah, you can see we've created an animation, actually, of the two different liquids. And the animation will show the peaks and, like, the, you know, the percentiles of these different congeners, we call them. Congeners are the impurities in whiskey that make whiskey whiskey. And they have different flavor profiles. You know, you'll have smoke, sometimes you'll have richness, you'll have fruit, you'll have vanilla. And what this animation does is really show in a visual format what the percentiles look like, and then overlaying it with the chemical names. And then underneath that will show what those chemical names actually give you on the palate. So anyone can look at it, anyone can understand it. And it's got a very fancy name. They call it this digital neoteric algorithmic image. And this algorithm is used to decode and visualize the whiskey smoke and the intricate composition and evolution during aging. A lot of big words in there.
Yeah, it sounds impressive as a geek, I got to tell you. But what would you say the point is of this? And is it for, like, the layman, like just regular people like me? Or is it for, like, hardcore whiskey aficionados?
It's multi-layered. So you can go as esoteric and nerdy as you want. But on the surface of it, what we wanted to do is just create this thumbprint that anybody could look at and say, oh, that's why this tastes like the way it tastes. That's why I'm getting this sweet smoke. That's why I'm getting this coconut. That's why I'm getting this earthy medicinal note. Uh-huh. Why am I getting them? And then they just look at this visual and it completely demystifies the whole thing.
Very cool. Where can we see this video?
The first viewings of it are actually going on as we speak in the distillery. So after this week is done, these will be available online. So they'll be shared on the social media as well, so folks everywhere can view them.
And how do we find them? Like, what do we look up? Diageo or Port Ellen Gemini?
Port Ellen has its own Instagram account. If you go onto malts.com, it should be available in there as well. As well as all of us ambassadors and education folks on Diageo will be sharing it on their socials as well.
Thank you, Ewan. It's been great chatting with you. Really insightful.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much indeed.
More Tech It Out coming right up after this.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's built as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Powered by the Intel Core Ultra processor, which represents the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop. This makes accessing your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. Get immediate results by asking your computer something like, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? The AI PC is here. More is at intel.com/coreultra or intel.com/AIPC. Computer gamers often look to buy accessories for their setup, like wireless headsets, you know, for private listening or to trash talk others online. Or maybe gamers want fast and comfortable mice and keyboards to give them an edge over the competition. Of course, there are monitors with fast refresh rates. But what about gaming chairs and desks? Well, here to tell us all about a new brand, Blacklight, we're joined by Alex Liu. He's the founder of the company. Hi, Alex. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us.
For those unfamiliar with Blacklight, and we should tell our listeners it's one word, and light is spelled L-Y-T-E, so it's all in capitals, Blacklight. Tell us about the brand.
I would say we are an integrated system that provide an immersive experience for people who's into gaming, music, or any type of entertainment. Or we can say our brand is for the game changers, because not only for gaming industry, actually, a lot of office users can benefit from our brand also.
Thanks for explaining that. It's also for other kinds of entertainment as well as those who work in an office as well. So with that in mind, Alex, tell us about some of your more popular products.
So the two products that we're launching to market right now is our gaming chair and gaming desk. We have the Athena gaming chair right now and the Atlas table. I can tell you a little bit from the chair first.
Yeah, please.
A little bit over a year and a half developing this chair to solve the back pain problem that happens to a lot of gamers and office users. We spend a lot of development power into the ergonomic design. We do have a lumbar support combined with our memory foam to give the best support to the back. And then also we use aluminum base for a more lightweight design. And then we use a level 3 piston, which supports a maximum of 150 kilograms. Should be covering majority of the population. We did use a rollerblade casters, which protects your floor, doesn't damage anything. We have a 4D armrest, which can change the direction of the armrest that can use for mobile gaming, iPad use, on the chair, lounging, or different situations. And also, we have a newly developed texture that is, we can call it the vegan wool, that's very skin friendly and very different from our competitors. For the gaming desk, that's where all the juice comes in. We can't just say a desk. It's probably more a modular platform, I would say. So we do have our own design chip and module built in into the desk, powered by our own graphic algorithm and audio algorithm analytics. So basically, we're analyzing the in-screen data, take data from the game, convert them into lighting signal.
Whoa. Okay. This is really cool. Okay, Alex, you got to explain this part. So
yes.
The chair and the desk, and I know you don't need to have both. It'll work with either one.
Yes.
They plug into computer or video game console?
Correct. So we run the software within the console or PC, analyze the data, and then it can sync to the other devices. And that's why I said we're an integrated brand, because it not only syncs to our product, we also open bridge to a lot of different brands, which is in the development right now. I can't really claim what name they are, but you guys will start seeing stuff on the news.
All right. So just to be clear, the chair and the desk, they plug into the computer, I guess, through USB. Is that right?
So the table or the chip plug into the computer by HDMI.
Oh, HDMI.
Yes.
And then it synchronizes with that game content for lighting and sound, or just lighting?
Lighting and sound. That's why I said it's also for the music producers, because with the audio algorithm, we can analyze the tone, the pitch of different sound, and create a light show for any type of music you listen to.
Okay, very cool. So there are speakers inside of the chair and in the desk.
In the chair at the moment, no. We do have a developments with light built in into the chair.
Multicolored lights?
Multicolored.
RGB.
RGB IC, you already know.
We are chatting with Alex Liu. He is founder of a company called Blacklyte. It's one word, Blacklyte. And they are the folks behind the Athena and Atlas gaming chair. And don't call it a desk. Let's call it a battle station.
Correct.
Could this work with a video game console like a PlayStation 5, an Xbox Series X, or a Nintendo Switch?
Yes, PS5, Nintendo's, Xbox.
Cool.
That requires a different hub to analyze the data. It does sync to the light, too.
Okay. And do you buy the hub through Blacklyte?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Primarily, would it be fair to say that even though it's not just for gamers, it's computer gamers that are the sort of the primary target for this?
If you think of this way, if you use the hub, then it also can apply to home theaters. So that's why we always say it's immersive experiences for personalized space. It's not only gaming or PC or console. It's basically anything they want.
Some entertainment chairs recline quite a bit, so you can relax and listen to music or watch a video or something like that. Does yours, or is it an upright chair? Because it also, you said, has office applications.
Yes. Oh, this lie flat. It's not only recline, a lie flat.
Oh, cool.
You can take it.
Okay. All right. So the name of the company is Blacklyte. It's a relatively new brand, not just in North America, but worldwide. You've only been around a couple of years. Let's now talk pricing.
So Athena right now runs for $469, and then the Atlas table runs for $999. Go blacklyte.com, GoBlacklyte.com.
Great. All right. GoBlacklyte.com. Alex, great to chat with you. Wishing you much luck and success with the Blacklyte brand for gamers and entertainment seekers. Thanks again.
Thank you, man. Wish all the best.
That website again is goblacklyte.com, GOBLYTE.com. When we return on Tech It Out, we catch up with tech lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong on some spring recommendations. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds, contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. April 9th is for new and returning students.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome Good News Rescue Mission Jonathan Anderson and find out what's going on down at the Good News Rescue Mission, what's happening with the homeless, the new housing, all of that. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a while.
Down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. A new season is officially here. Regardless of what it feels like, wherever you're tuning into this program today, it is officially spring, a time to renew and recharge. For some smart ideas, we're joined by digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong to tell us how to swing into spring. With style, no less. Hey, Mario, hope you're keeping well.
I am, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on. And you're right. It's like we are officially in the spring season. It's one of my favorite seasons of the year. But where I am in New York, it's still chilly. It felt more like winter this morning. But I'm feeling kind of in the spring vibes.
All sure. Right. And you always have a spring in your step.
Yes.
So, hey, look, this is a great time of year for things like home improvements. What are some of the things that we could be thinking about?
True. Well, you know, you called it right there. I've been thinking about a lot of the things that have been happening across the the world, really, and specifically in our country, like just storm interruptions. So many different things are happening with storms and Mother Nature. And I'm like, you know, what are we doing around portable backup power and just backup power in general? So the Anker Solix F3800 is a portable power station, and it can be used as a home power backup system, or it can even power your entire home. If you pair it with the Anker's home power panel, you get automatic use from 12 of your home's circuits. I thought that was incredible to be able to have that many circuits still available, all those appliances in your house that you could still use. If you have solar panels, it can store excess energy during the day, and then you can use that at night if you needed to. And it could also provide power for your EVs and RVs as well. So I just think backup power and portable power stations is a thing to really consider now.
And you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say it's spring, so a lot of people may start camping or glamping. And you want some power with you. So this is on wheels. This is like a giant, like think of it as a power bank, like you might have for your phone in your pocket or purse. But this can take care of your appliances. And important, you know, when there are things like CPAP machines that many people rely on every night,
yes,
you know, this kind of stuff is important. So that's from Anker, one of my favorite brands in this space.
It's one of my favorite brands too, which is why I really like the fact that they, you know, went from, I'm used to carrying small Anker products that power my mobile devices or my tablets. I've been using their devices for years. They've always been consistent, reliable. So to see that they're actually doing something for you know, bigger backup power use, I was like, oh yeah, they're the company to do that.
All right. So that's called the Anker Solix F3800 portable power station. And I know there's some accessories that you mentioned as well. And if we are celebrating Easter, what's something fun that we can add to the kids' baskets that's high tech?
Well, you know, I've partnered with all these cool brands, and a lot of them are just like really perfect for kids and families, and I even got something for the guys. But the Tony Box is a screen-free audio system that's really made for kids ages 3 to 7. So there's no screen on this, folks. It's a little nice box, it's a cushion, and what you do is your kids will have a blast because they take these figurines and put it on top of the Tony Box, and they can choose from hundreds of different ones, like Blippi, Sesame Street, Disney, and so many more. And then each Tony figurine basically prompts imaginative play because it will launch into songs, stories, and the kids will learn everything from lessons in friendship, problem solving, mindfulness, and a lot more. It's just really fun. It's educational. It's no screens. Kids dance around it, sing along with it. It's just a lot of fun.
And here's something that even those who own a Tony Box may not know about is that the My Tony's app, it lets mom or dad or grandparents record messages and stories that the kids can listen to when they place the Tony's characters on top. So I really like that a lot. We are chatting with digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, who's on this program throughout the year. He always has some great ideas for us to consider, and seasonal ones as well. Speaking of which, what are a couple of simple ways that we can add some smart home products to our routine, our regular daily routine?
Yeah, and one of my favorite companies has some really great products for this, and it's Roku. I'm a big fan of their products. They always work, done phenomenally well, and I have two different options. One is their colored smart light bulbs. So one bulb has 16 million color options to control your home lighting, which is insane. From the Roku device and app, you can schedule sunrise wake-up lighting, which is really smart, or you can set the mood for anything at any time. Maybe it's a game that you're playing, or maybe it's a holiday you want to put it for those colors. And then they also have the Roku Smart Home Indoor Camera SE. So this is great for easy home monitoring. It's got HD quality, vibrant color night vision, motion and sound detection, and you can basically see and hear what's happening from anywhere at your home. Oh, and it also can detect smoke as well as carbon monoxide and send you any alerts for any emergencies, which I thought was great.
Yeah, to get prices on all of these, we're going to plug a website in a moment and to see them in action with Mario demonstrating. And speaking of which, Mario, I know you wanted to end off on something a little less tech but a little more fresh, let's say, to consider for the spring tied to personal care. Again, look, I always tease how you're like the best dressed guy in the room, so I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
I mean, that's why I don't have the title tech expert, because I'm more of like a digital lifestyle kind of guy. And in that vein, it's like, yeah, it's springtime. I want us all to do better with our self-care, specifically for the guys. Look, I've been using Old Spice shampoos for a while, so I was like, let's talk about them for a second. It may be different. It may be not as techy as we're used to, but it is fitting for spring. So it's going to make your hair look fuller, healthier, more moisturized. They got great ingredients for cleansing and conditioning. My favorite is the Old Spice Swagger shampoos, because you can just use them every single day. And it just kind of, you know, Old Spice has that vibe where you just feel shockingly confident, and it smells incredible. So you just really feel like confident, and you smell good, your hair feels soft. And I feel like it's a great way to spring you into the spring.
It's a brand like Cadillac where it's classic and still trendy, you know, after all these decades, which is
still
awesome.
Still trendy, still relatable. People still use it, still love it, and they keep finding new products and new ways to keep you interested. You're right. And I am a Cadillac fan.
There you go. As am I.
I actually have a Cadillac. That's funny you bring that up.
I do, yeah. Too. There's a lot of tech in there, I'll tell you.
What do you have? Do you have a CTS?
I have a CT6. Yeah, it's a 2017 CT. It has the Super Cruise hands-free driving technology. It's got 30-odd speakers in there. It's got each of the seats are both heated and air-conditioned and massage chairs, even in the back.
Look at that. Rear view. I bet you all didn't know Mark was rolling.
I didn't know, right? The rear-view mirror converts into a camera if, you know, your rear view is, like, foggy or whatever. You just flick a little switch.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got Wi-Fi. I mean, look, this ain't your grandpa's Cadillac. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know you're not here to chat about caddies, but I was trying to make the connection to brands like Old Spice that still got it.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
So without further ado, Mario, where can we get more info on all this and pricing as well?
So you can go to the website. You can see Mark and I drive our Cadillacs. No, I'm just kidding. You can just go to inthenews.tv. We got the videos there of everything that I just talked about, pricing, and you can see me displaying and demonstrating some of this stuff as well.
Awesome, Mario. Always great to chat with you. Have a great spring, my friend. We'll chat soon.
You too. Mark, spring into it, buddy. See you soon.
More Tech It Out coming right up.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Chad Benson with The Chad Benson Show here to tell you about BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time for more special moments. And what's more important, therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy has been a massive helper in my life, and I know it'll help you. And sometimes you just need to be able to talk to somebody to help put things in perspective, and that is where BetterHelp absolutely comes in 100%. Done entirely online, BetterHelp is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Benson to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Benson. BetterHelp.com/Benson.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Back to Tech It Out. We do cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not tech savvy. Well, one part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yep, billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. A beacon for comic book nerds on Toronto's iconic Queen Street West, the Silver Snail comic book shop is one of the oldest, biggest, and most respected in the city. And we're privileged to have on the line co-owner Brian Hamelin. Great to have you on the show, Brian.
Thanks so much for having me.
So before we hear about what's hot in comics, Brian, tell us a bit about Silver Snail.
Yeah, so we're actually coming up. It'll be 2 years we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the store. We've kind of existed for as long as comic shops as a idea existed. The original owner, Ron Van Leeuwen, who me and my business partner, Mark Shingra, we purchased the company from him because he's long since retired. But he actually started the store in the back of Baca Books, which is still a sci-fi and fantasy bookstore that still exists in the city on Harvard Street now. So originally it was just a stand that would sell books out of the back of there, like comic books, because kind of the idea of a comic shop, there wasn't all the memorabilia and collectibles to kind of go around with it. It was just, you know, he'd grab them off the newsstand. So the reason we were called the Silver Snail is he had no idea if it was a viable option for a comic book store to actually sustain itself. So we figured he'd give it maybe a year or two. And then if it didn't work, he'd just switch us to a pet store. So that's the name was supposed to be Dual, kind of, you know, because at that point, you know, now we're in crazy nerd culture where, you know, there's so much genre shows and movies and everyone's kind of into it. But at that point, that would have been 1976. It was still pretty niche.
Awesome. Love that story. Very efficient way to choose a name. And what got you into comics, Brian, and at what age?
I was probably going to say like 5 or 6. Really what got me into it was I grew up north of the city where like we didn't have cable or anything. So I'd only get to watch cable if I went to my grandma's. And it was going there and just catching episodes of the X-Men animated series and the Batman animated series that kind of like blew my mind. And I think it was a bit of the scarcity of like not getting to see that regularly that that made the obsessive part of my brain kind of want to keep looking more into all the characters. And then once I finally moved to the city, or my brother moved to the city before me, and I would come down kind of 15, 16 years old and started shopping at the Snail, that I realized like, oh, you can buy like collections of full storylines and go back. And then that started an insane going through all back issues and backstories and getting really into it until I guess I finally purchased the store or bought into the store. So that was kind of the ultimate collector thing to get.
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing better than a huge collection, and I'm curious how many you own personally, by the way. Yeah, the only thing better is actually buying the store outright.
Yeah, well, actually, now I own zero. I think I have zero comics of my own. I have on my bookshelf a collection of Akira 1-6, and that's it. Everything else is in the store. So
awesome. All right, so what are some of the best-selling comics in the store right now, Brian? Is it Marvel, DC?
I mean, we've always, even through the heights of Marvel, with the popularity of like the movies and stuff when they're really at their peak, we've always still been in a Batman world. Like, Batman kind of has always sold no matter what, through even different relaunches of DC when some of their other books always fall out. It's like Batman is always right near the top of our list. But basically the hottest selling book right now is the Ultimate Spider-Man by Jonathan Hickman that they just relaunched. I guess it was last month, was the new first issue, which kind of tells the story of an older Peter Parker who has like children and is with Mary Jane, but him becoming Spider-Man later in life. So it's kind of allowing the character to mature a little bit more. And generally the idea with the Ultimate Universe stuff is that changes actually stick. That's kind of the philosophy around it, where there's less kind of retconning and going back to zero and more ongoing story where things have more consequences. So that's kind of really taken over. Like, it's by far our most popular book right now, and one that on release day had, we sold out, we're getting calls, had like second printing, third printing, people coming in, you know, to buy multiple covers. It's been a little bit since a book's really, really hit like that, but that's definitely the biggest one right now.
So I get it, Batman, Spider-Man, those are some of the best sellers. But what about ones that our listeners may not know about that are hot in the comic book world?
Yeah, for sure. Since kind of the big comic movie push, like of like the mainstream ones, what's also been going on with that is a lot of creator-owned books getting like a lot bigger. A lot of the stuff that's done at like Image Comics, where it's the writers and artists actually maintain the rights of their stories. So a lot of those things have also turned into, you know, huge multi-million dollar franchises like The Walking Dead or something. But there's still continuing a lot of Image titles that are coming out that are quite exciting. Like Kaya is one, K-A-Y-A. A big one that's a bit of a favorite in the store is Minor Threats, which is written by Patton Oswalt for Dark Horse Comics. And it's drawn by Scott Hepburn. That one has a whole kind of spin-off universe where they're doing a bunch of tie-in books and kind of creating their own shared universe in the way that Marvel kind of originally did. Again, like a creator-owned kind of smaller indie book.
More with Silver Snail when we return on Check It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do it kind of weekly. It's we get the translations once it's, you know, a full volume or like a few full volumes. So I think partially that's a more accessible way to get into something new rather than picking up issue 500 and something of an ongoing DC title. But also just I think there's something to be said for a lot of those books are written by the artists. So it's one person kind of with a singular vision. There's something to the pacing and storytelling of that that is oftentimes more captivating, at least for me. It feels like it flows a lot better.
So when it comes to upcoming books, Brian, what comics are you excited about, say, maybe this spring or summer?
Yeah, so speaking of the Marvel kind of ultimate relaunch, Marvel's kind of, they do this every few years to kind of re-get interest, but they're relaunching X-Men. It kind of starts in May with around Free Comic Book Day, and the beginning story is going to be released in the Free Comic Book Day, one of their specials, and then they're kind of doing a line-wide relaunch of X-Men that will go through the summer. So that's definitely something that everyone's pretty excited about. I'm personally pretty excited about it because X-Men was really my gateway into this whole world. And then another big one is that Jonathan Hickman, the writer who is currently doing the Ultimate Spider-Man book, that's really exciting for us and has been generating like a lot of sales and a lot of interest, is relaunching a Doctor Doom book, which Doom hasn't had kind of his own title book for quite a few years. He's just one of those villains. The kind of era of Jack Kirby, Doctor Doom, that era of Marvel stuff, I kind of seared in my brain a little bit that Doom is just always one of those characters that he's just unbelievably cool. Like he kind of sums up the cool aspect of Marvel Comics. So like a writer like Hickman really taking him on is definitely exciting.
Before we wrap up, out of curiosity, I guess the most expensive comic book is still Superman number one. What about Silver Snail? What's the most expensive comic book you've ever sold?
During 2020 and 2021, comics, like old comics, really went pretty wild. There's a lot of new collectors getting into them. So there's some books that went for the last 10 years were kind of hovering around $200 to $300 book that over the last few years have gone up into the thousands. Like we sold a giant size X-Men number one, which is the first appearance of like a lot of the really famous X-Men, like Nightcrawler, Colossus, Storm. And that sold for over $6,000 and it was in kind of mid-range condition. But that's a book that traditionally was going for $600 was its top 10 years ago.
And I'm sure it's just going to keep going up and up, including the rare ones and imports and other collector's editions and all that. So where can we learn more about Silver Snail, Brian?
So yeah, our website, silversnail.com. Any of our social media is all under Silver Snail TO. So we do a lot of our promotions on Instagram and our Twitter is the same handle.
Awesome, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for having me on.
So I got to ask you, Tech It Out listeners, what do you think about interviews like that where it's not really about tech, but kind of tech or geek culture like comic books? Want to make sure I'm serving my audience. So let me know. I'm going to spell my name in a moment. If you're on social media, I love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. If you want to jot this down or make a mental note, I am on X, formerly Twitter, as well as Instagram, Threads. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, and others. So all the big platforms. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman, Mark Saltzman. If you are not so much into social media and you prefer to send me an email, you can do so on my website. It's simply MarkSaltzman.com. MarkSaltzman. Either way, I look forward to hearing from you. Tell me what you think about topics like comics, or we had Kevin Smith on, the filmmaker behind films like Clerks and Mallrats and Chasing Amy and Dogma and the Jay and Silent Bob movies and all that. Are we stepping out of our comfort zone? Are you good with it? So we'd love your feedback. And hey, thank you so much for tuning in to Tech It Out. I hope you enjoyed the variety of topics this hour. A huge thank you to Intel and its Core Ultra PCs, ushering in the era of the AI PC. More info is at intel.com/AIPC. Speaking of computers, thank you to Western Digital. Make sure you reliably back up your important files on a regular basis onto one of their external hard drives or SanDisk SSDs. And thank you to Visa as well. All the best, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Looking forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos?" In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/Core Ultra.
That was your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.